Today's Route 51 is an encore broadcast of a program originally heard on July 11th, 2019.
Fasten your seatbelts and turn up your radio. We're going on a road trip. As a child growing up in Rhinelander, Paco Frelich developed a strong love for music early in his lifetime. He began playing the piano at age 5 and played with his father's band at age 15. After leaving Rhinelander for college in Eau Claire, he carried his music with him and he began writing his first songs. Then later, as he pursued a career in dentistry and moved back to Rhinelander to start both a practice and a family, music took a back seat to life's other obligations, as it so often does. But 5 years ago, after 24 years of marriage and raising 3 children, Paco finally returned to his musical roots, releasing the award-winning album Letting Go. Welcome to Route 51. I'm Shereen Seward. Joining me today is Paco Frelich, the Rhinelander dentist, who is now a household name in Native American music. Welcome to the show, Paco. So glad to have you here.
Hi, Shereen. It's my honor.
Wonderful. Well, we're going to take listener calls and questions, too. Join the conversation by calling 800-780-9742. We welcome your calls. First, Paco, I have to congratulate you. You and I have known each other for a very long time.
Yep.
And I was just delighted to learn that you had gotten these incredible accolades. You Global Music Award winner, Song of the Year honors in the 2018 Native American Music Awards. Just amazing. So I have to ask, though, you know, back in 2014, you had this successful career. You had this family. What was it that prompted you to dust off those old songs and start again?
Well, it was a change in my life because I I had been running a large dental practice for my tribe, Lac des Flambeaux, the Peter Christensen Dental Campus, and that part of was coming to an end for me. So I had this void and this energy that I needed to put somewhere. And so with a large transition, music was actually very healing for me because I needed something that positive to fill that space. And I also saw that my dad was getting older and some of the physical limitations set in and he wasn't able to play music like he was when he was younger. So I thought I better try to do something while I still can.
Yeah, I can understand that. Your music is very emotional. It's very personal. You can hear that in the songs that you play. Everybody wants to hear you play. So what I'd really like is for you to start with perhaps Letting Go, since that is the title track.
Sure.
To your album. Before you start, tell us what it's about.
Well, I had done a fast, a Native American spiritual fast, 4 days in the woods with no food or water that summer. And the men do that to help find their purpose. So that as your physicalness lessens, the spiritual side becomes more dominant. And you're shown things. And I was showing lots of things on that fast about letting go, that things that were holding me back. I was shown that when it was time for my last child, Colton, to leave home, that you need to let them go freely. And because if you hold good things back, they can wither. And I was shown elders in a nursing home. I was shown people that were giving their last breath to the Creator, and that there would be my time too. So the whole fast centered around that theme of letting go. And so when it came time for him to leave for college, mm-hmm. that this song just came out that morning as he drove away.
It's an emotional time for any parent.
Yeah.
I have to tell you, this song does bring tears to my eyes. So let's hear it.
Yeah. It's kind of a full circle of life song. You know, I've played this at funerals, mm-hmm. and it's touched a lot of people.
Great.
Well, I remember the day that you were born, the first time I held you so little in my arms.
It seems like yesterday. Now look at how you've grown. Well, I knew that someday you'd set out on the world to build a life, start a family of your own. Though I wish that you could stay, I know that you must go. So I'm letting go, even though it hurts me so to say goodbye. I dry these tears from my eyes. I hope you see how much you mean to me. You're forever in my heart and in my soul. So I'll be strong and I'll hold on as I'm letting go. Years have flown by, changes have come like a raging river. After the storm, time just slips away, but our love goes on and on. It's been a good run. Now the time has come for me to fly. I'm going home beyond the sky to a place that's better, I know. When you think of me, I hope you smile. It's only for a little while. I'll be waiting for you, don't you know? I'm letting go. I know it hurts you so, this ain't goodbye. Dry those tears from your eyes. I hope you see how much you mean to me. That I'm forever in your heart and in your soul. So please be strong and hold on as I'm letting go.
Oh, that's wonderful. So beautiful. Thank you so much for sharing that. It's Paco Frelick with us performing live today on Route 51. Wow. You have so many musical influences. You speak about your father specifically.
Yeah.
You know, how did your father influence you as you were growing up with music? Was he always a musician?
Yeah. Well, before I was born, I think he started playing in his teenage years. Okay. Really no formal training. But he had a great voice, and he knew thousands of songs. He played five nights a week out around Rhinelander. And that was back in the days, you know. I was born in 67, so he was practicing around the house a lot, and he had reel-to-reel recorders.
Sure, I remember the reel-to-reels.
All them tapes around the house. Mm-hmm. And he would record the radio and learn the song.
Okay, so he learned by ear.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
And it was a smaller home, so you know, I would fall asleep listening to that music. And when he bought a piano for us at the age of five, I realized I could play those songs that he was playing because I could play by ear.
You heard them too, yes.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So I had absorbed those songs, and I've told the story before, but I was my first recital, I think I played Rhinestone Cowboy.
All right.
You know, yeah. Instead of Twinkle, Twinkle.
Sure, sure.
So that was...
Not Hot Cross Buns.
Yeah, yeah. Kind of dates me, I guess.
Yes.
But so he was probably my greatest musical influence and got me out. Well, not only did they pay for lessons and keep putting that in front of me, I had violin lessons, 4 years of violin with Phyllis Riem in Rhinelander. She mm-hmm. was a great teacher. And 8 years of classical piano. That wasn't my favorite genre as I hit my teenage years. And but looking back, I appreciate that time, that era that I had with music there. And I wish I would have learned a little bit more theory. But because now I pretty much write by ear. You know?
Okay. You write pretty much all of your songs.
Yeah.
Okay.
I've co-written with a few people, but mostly. That's challenging sometimes, writing with other people, for me.
I would think.
Because Michael Butcher in our song Women of Water, which we'll play later, mm-hmm. Was a very easy collaboration, and that one just flowed very easily. But mm-hmm. It depends. You know, sometimes it flows and sometimes it's a little harder.
Sure. Well, what would you like to play next?
There's a song called Where Were You? And this song's real special to me. All my songs are special to me, but this one came to me around 2008. It started developing, I would say. There was a man named Walter Brissett from Red Cliff, Wisconsin, that came to me in some dreams. And he was a very powerful man for his short life. He only lived around 50. But he spoke of the environment, and he came to me in these dreams, and he was also coming in a lot of different ways. And it was very obvious that there was something there I needed to listen to. And so somebody had brought Nick Vanderpie, who I think is actually listening out there, he actually brought a CD to my office, and it said McCoontz on it, and that was his spirit name. I didn't know that.
Okay.
And as I later had time to listen to the CD, it was the story of Walt's life. And there was a recording on there that he did from Honor the Earth Gathering, and as part of a very prolific speech he gave. And so I put all those into the song to honor him and, you know, thank him for coming to me, and also to help carry on his message that someday our grandchildren are going to be asking us questions, hard questions about the environment.
Wonderful. Let's hear it.
This song was inspired by Walt Brissett. He was a traditional Ojibwe man from Red Cliff, Wisconsin, an environmental activist and political leader. His spirit name is McCoontz. He started the Seven Generations Amendment to change the U.S. Constitution to remind us all that clean land, air, and water belonged to everyone, that they needed to be protected from corporations and ourselves. I never met Walt. He passed away in 1999. But in 2008, he came to me in my dreams. Later, I heard a recording of a speech he gave at a Protect the Earth gathering. He was cautioning us to be better caretakers of the land for our children and our children's children. He said, "Someday they'll be old enough to rise up and start asking questions. Where were you when they poisoned my rivers? Where were you when I can't eat the fish no more? And we'll be too feeble to run," he said, "or running out of time." The Walt is gone. The problems he spoke of 2 decades ago remain. His spirit's still here with us, and now it's our time to pick up the work. This song is for McCoontz.
Where were you when they stripped mine of land? Why did you let them cut down all the trees? What'd you do when we lost our sacred plants in the name of progress and greed? If you think about the earth, think about me before you altered our foods. Whoa, whoa, I am so hungry, grandmother. Where were you when they polluted the sky? Why did you let them build more factories? What'd you do when the temperature began to rise and the ice disappeared into the sea? Where were you when they dammed the river? Why did you let them poison our stream? What'd you do about mercury in the waters and the fish we can no longer eat? You protest when they soak it to me. You forget who it belonged to.
Wonderful. Ryan Leonard, native Paco Frelick, our guest today, sharing his award-winning songs, the stories behind the music. We need to take a break. You can join the conversation by calling 800-780-9742. I'm Shereen Seward. This is Route 51 on Wisconsin Public Radio. We're back on Route 51. I'm Shereen Seward. Singer-songwriter Paco Frelick of Rhinelander is our guest today, sharing his award-winning music with us and the stories behind the songs. We'd love to hear from you, too. The number to call, 800-780-9742. So, Paco, thank you so much for sharing your music. Let's talk a little bit about your involvement with women and water. I know that had a profound effect on you and your music.
Yeah, that was one of the highlights of my career for many reasons, but one is the collaboration with Michael Butcher, and I always like to acknowledge him because that song wouldn't have happened without him. The short version of my relationship with him is I went to Indian Summer Fest in Milwaukee about, 15 years ago, and I went down to play in the fiddle contest, and while he was there, I saw Michael Butcher playing on the Miller stage, and I loved his music. I had a CD of his, and I thought, wow, someday I want to meet him, and someday I hope I can play up there. I hope I can be good enough to play there. So about, I don't know, 3 years ago maybe, I was playing at the casino in Le Coup d'Orée, and he was playing after me. He was on the list after me. And so we just hit it off. We talked for hours. He brought his wife back, and we had an instant friendship. And such a great guy, and he's a great musician, a great singer. And we lost track of each other, and I come to find out that he had an accident and lost 3 fingers on his right hand.
Oh.
And wasn't playing. And when I found that out, I called him up, and he wasn't really letting on how much that was bothering him, but you can imagine. And I said, Mike, let's write a song together, you know. And I didn't hear from him for a little while, probably 6 to 9 months, and one day he emailed me half of the song. We sort of had the theme that we wanted to write a song about the women that carry the water. And then Ojibwe native tradition, the men take care of the fire and the women take care of the water, and they do that for future generations. And water has an energy, and when you put thoughts and prayers into it, you can transform that water. And you see that as holy water in the Catholic Church. You see it as just a way of life in the native tradition. Every day is a ceremony. And so we, in my lodge, the Three Fires Madewin Lodge, they have many women like Josephine Mandaman, Mary Ellen Baker, Lac de Flambeau. We have Tinker Schumann, women that lead these water walks, and they walked around all the Great Lakes and carrying water and bringing awareness to that. So we wanted to write a song that would celebrate them, and I strongly support the Women in Water Symposium at Le Coup d'Orée Reservation with Mary Ellen Baker. You can go to spiritoftheorc.com. So that's a full week of ceremony, and everybody's invited there, native, non-native, for teachings, healing, and different things going on. And that's part of her vision, to have 5,000 women come there and receive that, to help carry on these things for the environment.
All right. And that has just an enormous impact on you, obviously.
So this song was fortunate enough. I wrote the second half of it, and we submitted it, and it was Song of the Year.
Yes.
Last year for the Native American Music
2018
Awards.
Song of the Year in the Native American Music Awards. Just incredible.
So we got a tune different for this song.
That's all right.
And we had a lot of great artists on this. Recorded this one and produced this one with Marty Chaika at White House Studios right here in Wausau.
Right.
Also did a lot of work with Mark Wayne and Tom Hawk, Clear Blue Studios.
Yeah, there were a lot of people involved in this effort, I know. But amazing, amazing song, and those accolades are well deserved.
Yeah, this is the only song I've ever played the flute on.
All right.
Okay, do this for Mike out there.
Time heals all wounds, how long would it take to heal all the water from the mess that we made? If time begs the question, then the answer we're throwing away. The Creator gives to all, but some think they own the blood of our mother. How will we atone? Can't buy your way into heaven by selling your soul. Women and water, givers of life, Grandmother Moon in the eastern sky, watch over us now, lead us back down. Red road, where the lake lakes are pure, the rivers are clean, ever flowing and singing for you and for me. You're carrying the songs and the teachings, women and water. There's a dirty little secret we pretend not to know, and we can't drink the water. There's nowhere else to go. We're praying for a miracle to deliver what we don't on our own. It's the spirit of the water, the spirit of the wind, the four great directions, and all they led in to betray what they shared to the spirit. Would be no greater sin. Seventh generation has her eyes on us now. The ones who came before us are singing out loud. It's a chorus of the ages with a pleading you can't let us down. The earth is changing right before our eyes. After all of the warnings, can you see the signs? What are we waiting for? Now is the time. Water, givers of life, Grandmother Moon in the eastern sky, watch over us now, lead us back down that red road where the lakes are pure. Rivers are clean, ever flowing and singing for you and for me. You're carrying the songs and the teaching, women and water.
Beautiful. Oh, what a great song, and what an experience it must have been to work with these incredible musicians on this song.
Yeah, it was one of the highlights of my career.
Absolutely, I can see why.
And then we got to go out to New York and experience the whole Native American Music Awards.
Yeah, what was that like?
Well, I've never been to it before, and never been to anything like that big before. So mm-hmm. It was a well-done production show.
Mm-hmm.
And
you were nominated in several categories.
Yeah, so I didn't know that the very first category of the night was the one we won. And so they told me I was going to come back on stage and present an award, so they kind of tricked me.
Okay.
And so I didn't know what to expect, you know. So when they announced my name, you know, it was kind of a surprise, obviously. So it was very, very great. Met lots of people out there, and I've been recording with some of them already. And so, you know, each opportunity opens another door. And networking and
sure,
and I'm just enjoying it. You know, whatever it ends up being, music for me, it's I'm just gonna enjoy the moments like this. You know, and I don't think I'm the greatest singer, the greatest songwriter, but these are my songs, and I can do them the best I can. If people enjoy them, and I enjoy it, it brings healing for me and them. That's what I'm all about.
I know that letting go spans songwriting over a period of decades, but you're working on some new things.
Yeah, I've been writing, and we got plenty of songs, and we're going to start another album here this fall.
Would you like to play something that you're working on now?
Yeah, this is a song called The Great Divide. Last year I played in Madison and I opened for a band called Switchback. Really great, kind of a Celtic folk band. Check them guys out. Marty and Brian and they have a songwriter's retreat and they gave me a scholarship, the James McCandless Scholarship, to attend that in Dubuque, Iowa. So I went down there, and Kevin Gordon was from Nashville was the mentor for that workshop. And there was a house full of 15 people. And I had never tried to write a song on demand like that, you know. And so he would go around and help you. And we, I had a thought of a song I might try to write. And I spent my whole morning writing that theme. And then about noon, it changed directions on me. And
okay.
I have to follow that, you know, because otherwise it's just a dead end. So all my work was out of the. I actually had read a book on songwriting.
Okay.
That week before, and I was trying to apply all these things because I wanted to live up to, you know, winning the
sure,
scholarship.
Sure.
Yeah, and it was very helpful actually, but all that work was, you know, put aside. So I was feeling a little bit down because everybody else was doing their songs and they were pretty much getting done, you know, by supper time, and I only had a verse. And we're supposed to play our songs the next morning.
Oh boy!
And
okay.
And I'm
pressure.
Thinking, maybe
pressure.
I don't deserve the scholarship, you know. And we went out to hear a concert that night with Switchback, and we came back. So I stayed up till 1 a.m. and I wrote, I think, a chorus. And I was so tired, I went to bed. So I got up early before breakfast, and the bridge popped out as soon as I woke up, and I wrote another verse, and this song came out.
All right, let's hear it.
World is spinning faster and faster. It feels like we're going backwards. I'm running out of breath and out of time. What's it for day after day? Feels like a runaway train going round and round in circles in my mind. How will we cross this great divide? Between our hearts and our minds, between you and I. Let's leave a better world behind. No war, no hunger, just peace abide. No prejudice, just mankind. We are one, you and I. No great divide. Turn on the TV, what do they say? The same things as yesterday. Conflicts and politics crashing down on me. Another storm is on the horizon. Is all they're advertising till we're blinded by the fear. Can't you see? How will we cross this great divide? Our hearts and our minds, between you and I. Let's leave a better world behind. No war, no hunger, just peace of mind. No prejudice, just mankind. We are one, you and I. No great divide. I have hope in my fellow man. If we can dream it, then we can. We'll rise above it all when we realize we're not that different from each other. You're my sister and I'm your brother, and together there's no mountain we can't climb. How will we cross this great divide between the earth and the sky? Between our hearts and our minds, between you and I.
Paco Frelich, our guest today on Route 51, as we continue our exploration into the music he writes, records, and performs throughout northern Wisconsin. We have to take a break. We can join. You can join the conversation by calling 800-780-9742. I'm Shereen Seward. This is Route 51 on Wisconsin Public Radio. We're back on Route 51. I'm Shereen Seward. Award-winning songwriter and musician Paco Frelich of Rhinelander is our guest today, sharing his songs with us and the stories behind the music. We'd love to hear from you. The number to call is 800-780-9742. Paco, your songs touch on so many social issues, alcoholism, the environment. You have one on homelessness. In particular, where did you find the inspiration for that song?
My wife and I are visiting my daughter Allie out in Seattle, and we were walking downtown, and I noticed how many homeless people were on the streets, and lots of them were holding signs, and I just wasn't used to that. And in Milwaukee, I experienced that a little bit, but nothing to that degree. And I think I'm older now, looking at things a little bit different, and I just felt really compassionate about it. And I was taking it in, you know, and I would give a little bit of money to some people, but just more or less kind of observing and processing it. One man had a sign that said, "I feel invisible." And I was watching everybody that would walk by, and they wouldn't even make eye contact with them, you know. There was lots of things. There was another man that I watched him pack all his stuff. He was sleeping on that park bench, and he packed it all up and put it in his duffel bag because he was going to be on a different bench the next night. And there was on national news, there was a man that climbed this tree downtown and shut the roads down, and he was up there over 24 hours. And they brought the fire trucks and ladders and everything to help him get down finally. But they put a restraining order against the tree, and that was the outcome of it.
I recall that.
Do you?
Yes, yes, yeah. I do.
So that was the time I was out there. Last evening, we were leaving the restaurant, and this black man came from the darkness out of the left, and he said, "Hey, man, you got 35 cents for a donut?" And I reached in my pocket, gave him some money, and a lady gave him a doggy bag that we had. And as I touched his hand is so worn, like, I had never seen a hand so worn as that. And I went back that night, and when songs are coming, I usually can tell there's a feeling I have, and I could tell it was coming up. And I might as well just get up, otherwise I'm not going to remember it. And so 1:30 in the morning, I got up and started writing this song. And by 5:30, Homeless Man was written. I didn't have a guitar, so usually I write my songs with music and guitar kind of simultaneously, but I had to wait till I got back to Wisconsin to actually really hear it. So that's a little bit of the backstory.
Interesting. I can't wait to hear it.
His hands are worn like leather. His hair ain't much better. It's a rainy night in the city. Carrying all he owns, some park bench will be his home. Another sleepless night in the city. He holds his cardboard sign. "Hey man, you gotta die for a poor boy just trying to survive." He watches the world go by, but no one looks him in the eye. He sees everyone is too busy for a homeless man in the city. He's got a story to tell. Nobody cares, oh well. Just another day in the city. Got nobody to hold. He lost his family years ago. Another lonely night in the city.
But he thinks about his younger days and friends he's had along the way. And for a moment, he smiles. Then the cold winds bring him back. He grabs a bottle in the sack to numb the pain. He never wanted to be just a homeless man in the city. Oh, tonight's his final run. He won't see the morning sun. Just closes his eyes and slips away. Now he's no longer alone. Tonight he's going home to a place no one has to be. Just a homeless man in the city. Died on Sunday morning with nobody there to mourn him.
Thank you. Paco Frelick, our guest today on Route 51, performing his songs that he has written. What's next for you? I mean, you've got all these accomplishments. What's next? You're recording again soon.
Yeah, I'm playing more in the summer. I play with a band called Rat River Run, too, out of Rhinelander and Leona. So we play a lot of shows in the summer. But as far as my own music, I'm playing the Project North concert in Rhinelander in September.
Okay.
I'm really looking forward to that. I think that's an awesome thing they're putting together. Hopefully it'll be successful for years to come because they're drawing bands from Rhinelander, and I mean locally, obviously. But also, I know Milwaukee, Minneapolis, and they're paying musicians well, and I think it's going to be great. So I think just promoting my music more, continue writing, continuing to develop my own skills. How deep can I dig with my music, you know, and learning to where it comes from and how to get out of the way of it and let it come through. That's been probably my biggest successes in the last few years, I think, just learning to let it flow through me. And then later I apply my filters, my mental filters and emotional filters, and then some of my, you know, musical critiques on it. But if I do that too early on in the process, it kind of squashes it for me. So just continuing, I think as I get a little more free time, I've been running two dental clinics and Rhinelander and Mole Lake, and as my time frees up, I have a little more creative energy and write more. I want to develop a little studio at home where I can actually build guitars, too. That's going to be on my bucket list. So,
you certainly have a lot on your plate. But
and I also have a great family, too. I should acknowledge my wife, Heidi, and my three kids.
Sure.
Kaylee, Allie, and Colton.
Your kids are all out of the home now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Doing great.
It's you and Heidi.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's why music kind of came later in life for me, because now we have a little more free time, you know.
Absolutely. Well, we have time for one more song.
Sure.
What would you like to play?
This is a song I wrote just kind of honoring my roots, you know. I grew up listening to Merle Haggard and Waylon Jennings and George Jones and all those guys, and primarily because of my dad, but most of my music doesn't come out that way, and I don't really know what's going to come out. And this song was one that kind of came out country, and it's called Too Old to Change, but Too Young to Settle Down. I was raised on country music, Haggard, Cash, and Jones. And I can still hear Daddy play, "Won't You Sing Back Home." And Waylon was my hero, now he's long gone.
but I keep his memory with me anytime I play his song. It's a hard way to make a living, playing guitar with a band. Miles of highways and hotels, doing one night stands. People call me crazy, 'cause I don't give a damn. I wouldn't trade a minute. I'm proud of who I am. Well, music's in my blood. I'm doing what I love out on the road. Been running. I'm too old to change, but I'm too young to settle down. I'm doing what I love out on the road. Been running so long, singing songs, it's all that I know. There's highs and lows, Lord knows I've been lost and I've been found. Well, I'm too old to change, and I'm too young to settle down. I was raised on country music, Haggard, Cash, and George Jones.
Love it. Fantastic. Thank Paco you. Frelick on Route 51. Very quickly before we have to leave,
yes.
Where can people find out more about your music and order your CD?
Well, I have a website, www.pacofrelick.com, which is PacoFralick.com. I'm on Facebook, and I live in Rhinelander, so.
Very accessible.
Yes.
All right. That's all we have time for today on Route 51. I'm Shereen Seward. I'd like to thank our guest, singer-songwriter Paco Frelick. Our executive producer is Rick Ryer. Our on-air producer today is Joy Ratch-Kramer. Special music today from Paco Frelick. Thanks to John Altenberg for the Route 51 theme. You can hear the archive of today's program at WPR.org/Route51. Next week, we'll take up cabin fever fun. Until then, we're heading out of town and leaving you with the sounds of Paco Frelick.
When the road seems so long, when you feel the world's left you all alone, when every turn you take turns out wrong, and you wonder if you can go on, remember you are strong. Are